Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. We've got an absolutely fabulous and amazing show today because we have an absolutely fabulous and amazing guest today. And I'll get to her introduction here in just a few minutes. I'm so happy and delighted to be here with you. I feel very blessed to be sharing this time with you on Transformation Talk Radio today. It's a gift in my life. And I hope that if you hear something today that resonates with you, that you might consider that just a little gift from me and from the universe for you, especially because you are unique. And as a unique individual here on this planet, we need you. We absolutely need you. Everybody is needed. I just want everybody to remember that for today. We would love to have you call in with questions for us at any point during the show for either myself or my special guest. That number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to the website, transformationtalkradio.com, I believe. And on the right-hand side, you'll see Ask a Question. You can listen in live, ask a question, and there's a page that I can connect with, and it updates every 10 seconds or so. So I promise that I'll be checking into that every so often and making sure that we get to everybody's questions today, because I have a feeling that you might have some questions today, either for me or my very special guest. And as a way of introducing Christine, I want to say maybe a little bit about why I called the show The Animal's Eye View, why I named my business that. And when I list the shows on Transformation Talk Network website, I say The Animal's Eye View of, for instance, today, Christine Dumoyer. When you think about the animal's eye view, it's their viewpoint. It's how animals view our world. And for me, I definitely think my guest today embodies all of those things that we know that our animal companions, wild animals, pretty much every animal on the face of this earth and beyond, look at the world. They look at the world with love. They look at the world with compassion. They look at the world without judgment. They look at the world as, and experience it as, moment to moment. For them, yes, they may have sorrows left over from their past. They may have behavior or thought patterns that they would like more than anything to correct and to modify so that they can be in health and harmony again. That's where our humans as their guardians come in, because we can help them do that. Our life lessons mesh and merge so neatly and so beautifully when we call these animal companions into our life. So just, I would invite you to keep that in mind as you go throughout your day today and into your week and into the weekend. I would invite you to see the world from the animal's point of view, maybe with a little bit more love, a little bit more compassion, a little less judgment. And again, my very special guest today absolutely embodies all of those traits. So let me go ahead and do a formal introduction for Miss Christine. Christine Dumoyer is an interactive, intuitive, psychic channel and sound healer. She is a 1-2 Listen advisor, a 1-2 Academy teacher, and hosts her weekly radio show, her own radio show, The Through Line on 1-2 Radio. That is on Friday at, let's see if I get this right, 9 a.m. Pacific time. She's on just before me. Christine comes from a long line of psychic channels and musicians, so it's no surprise that her work is focused in two specific areas, the intuitive arts and sound healing. She has a BA in piano performance and has studied with some of the greatest musical minds in the world. This deep internal relationship with sound birthed her gifts as an intuitive and psychic channel, for they are one and the same. She regularly composes new and inspiring music and performs to the public when her schedule allows. She is a passionate voice for inspiration, change, and awakening, one beautiful and unique individual at a time. So, Miss Christine, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Wow, Lizanne, thank you so much for that introduction. I'm just a little red.
Thank you, my dear. So, I'm happy to be here.
You are so deserving of all of it. Trust me on this. Trust me on this, absolutely. And I forgot to mention, because it wasn't in Christine's bio, Christine is also a numerologist. Isn't that fascinating? I think that's fascinating. I love numerology. I admit I don't. It's like astrology for me, Christine. A lot of it just goes whoosh, right up over the top of the head. But when I took your class on numerology on 1-2 Academy, oh my gosh, I learned so much about numbers and how our names translate into numbers and all that sort of a thing. So what would you say was like the genesis or the catalyst for you starting on your own spiritual path? Was it music? Was it your lineage? What was there one thing, do you think?
I think that is a great question. And I think that for me, the genesis of my work, the work that I do now, which is twofold, is through music. So I was raised in a family of musicians, and I mean that. serious musicians who were focused on sound. And it was a common experience to have family gatherings that's all we did was we sang and we performed, and my mom is an accomplished pianist in her own right. And so I can't even remember the moment I started, all I knew was playing the piano and singing. And so it was a place that naturally morphed for me at a very early age into a track that I was on. I mean, I was competing by the time I was 7.
Wow.
So it's just crazy. And then I started studying at the university level when I was 11, you know, so.
Oh my gosh, like, Christine.
Kind of kiss the normal, what many of us understand as a normal childhood goodbye.
Sure.
But what that also gave to me, which, you know, hindsight is always such a lovely gift. And if we can remember that as we're moving through challenging experiences, it can benefit us greatly. But the sound is a place where the universe sits, and that's actually, also where numerology, my literally stumbling and falling into numerology came from, is that music is math. It is simple in its form, but it can be highly complex when you get into quantum physics and the sound waves of sound. So I just naturally fell into numerology as well, because it just, you know, it's a language, mathematical language that makes sense to me. And then all of a sudden this awe. But here's the reason why I brought up this story, which is a long story, but is this, that I was living in the mundane world and the world of sound at the same time. And what I noticed is that people are more open to music and they're not afraid of it. There aren't any limitations or boundaries around it. So when I would perform for, you know, a group of people, they would open up to the point of tears or laughter or something inside of the sound moved them. And I didn't understand this specific gift that I had to the level that I do now, but I noticed even as a child the openness of people when they listen to me play. And that is a place that I had to research and understand as I grew older, right? But people respond to sound, and they respond to in a positive or a negative way. And so do our animals. You know,
oh, absolutely.
We can jump into that conversation. So I will stop talking because that's a long story.
Well, I asked the question, and that's, I think that's beautiful. And I'd have to, it almost feels to me like, Christine, that at the same time you were becoming aware of the impact of music on people. And you can answer this after the break and maybe take a little bit to think about it. But it almost feels like maybe you were redefining, re-internalizing, if there is such a word, your own relationship with music and maybe having it affect your spirituality as well. Would that be fair to say? And I am going to, you are going to have to wait because we're... So that gives you time to think, which is good.
Okay, good.
Everybody, I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We have the very special guest, Christine Dumoyer, on with us today. Please stay tuned, and we're happy to take your calls and messages. Thank you.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's
AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. My very special guest today is Christine Mouillet, DeMouillet, who is talking with us about music and numerology and all things wonderful and intuitive and sound. And oh my gosh, it's just a fabulous day today. Christine, before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you. Where's the best place to reach you?
Oh, the best place to reach me is over at 12listen, 12listen.com, where you can connect with me for readings, intuitive and medium readings. And I'm also over at 12academy.com. I am just launching a pretty big series, four-week series, intensive class, working with, I know.
Cool. What's it about?
Well, I am a big fan of partnering with source energy and activating the quantum field. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with teaching people that they are about their empathic abilities, and that we basically are sponges. Yes. With emotions and feelings and content that is sitting inside of our bodies that probably, you know, I want to say 80% is not ours. It could be your families, your tribe of origin, your community, to the world at large. And what is missing, in my opinion, in the education of our children is teaching how to manage respect, actually, is the first, the emotional intelligence quotient. Right?
Oh, that's
and
fabulous.
Then to manage that, to have tools in place so that here's the end result. You recognize your unique, authentic self, feelings, and voice. So that's something that I am passionate about. I do on a regular basis, very much tied into also, you know, the conversation that we were having earlier about, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, with the intuitive right. and the music.
Right.
Yeah. So well, you can find that over at 12 Academy.
Fabulous. Well, and you make such excellent points, Christine, and so wise. I think, you know, in our culture and in our society, we don't necessarily leave room for, say, for instance, embracing the shadow self. We kind of put ourselves, and I think especially for our kids, you know, we say to them, sit up straight, don't say anything, speak when you're spoken to, et cetera, all of this programming, which I don't think allows them to be their authentic selves. Now, that doesn't mean that they, you know, as you say, don't need to be respectful, et cetera. But I think grabbing a hold of that relationship with Source, of nurturing that, as you say, that emotional side of you, the EQ side of you and not the IQ side of you.
Right.
I think that's critical because kids are so good at that learning. And as adults, of course, you know, sometimes we stumble into middle age and there you are and you think, wow, do I really know myself?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's, that sounds wonderful.
And the interesting piece to this, Lizanne, is that I think people get so heady about it, you know, or it looks so overwhelming.
Yes.
And in reality, what I've found and what I teach constantly is, no, it's actually not.
Right.
You know, you can put into practical application on a daily basis, there's these little snippets of time. So it's not sitting down and meditating. It's catching the emotional, paying attention to is actually the very first step. The emotional data that's cooking through your body.
Yes.
You know, fear, anger, shame, blame, guilt, joy, you know, all of it. But just paying attention to it and then doing something about it. You know,
that's the key.
Yeah. Activating
Absolutely.
That, making a choice. We have choices. We have decisions. And so, it's practical application that we actually need in our lives. That's the first step. And then that brings you to the next step and the next step. But you don't want to be passing on the pieces of yourself to your kids that just haven't been cleaned up. And right. I mean, that's one thing that kind of makes parents go, oh my God, you know, because we all love our children.
Sure.
We adore them. But there are things that you can do that are proactive, they are action oriented, and they deeply respect the emotional intelligence that's moving in your body. And I think a lot of the adults now, we miss that educational piece, you know? So we just got to go pick it up.
I couldn't agree more. And I think I'm so happy to hear that you're going to be offering something like this because, again, I think that people, you know, and I think parents do the best they can with what they have at that point in time. And for me, myself personally, I had to come to a place of, and maybe everybody does, of forgiveness of my parents, of recognizing mm-hmm. their humanity and recognizing that, okay, these are patterns that I grew up with. These are patterns that in my life that no longer serve my highest and best good. And so it's my opportunity, it's my responsibility to change these. And you're right, so that the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, like the Native Americans say, seven generations, benefit from this deep healing and this deep kind of cleansing. And you're right, I think sometimes maybe even with metaphysics, people think it needs to be in your head. But it's actually, for me, I think, a full body thing.
Yeah.
Forget that. We forget how to, you know, PE goes by the wayside. We forget how to, you know, play. Sometimes, yes, we go to the gym and we work out, but that's really different, that cultivating that relationship with your physical body so that you can, you know, have its wisdom is a huge thing for adults to recover in their lives, I think.
You know what I did, Lizanne? I finally got to the point where I couldn't duplicate myself anymore. And I...
Really?
I know. So I created, because I think what's missing inside of the metaphysical think tank is playfulness.
Yes.
And so I created a visualization program to help with this emotional data cleaning up, clearing out, called You Empowered. And it's these ideas that you can activate every day. And it takes maybe, you know, 7 seconds on this one, maybe 10 seconds on that one. Maybe if you want, you know, if you got a wild hair, you go for 20 seconds. But it's the playful. And I wrote music to back it, right? So here's my brainy side that is trying to find and communing with, well, what is the frequency of this intention, right? Of this mm-hmm. replacement. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote the music behind it. And guess who is connecting the most with this body of work? Kids.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Kids, yeah. Right? And they're playful names like Happy Feet. That's how you start your day. How many of us actually think about putting out a proactive intention for 20 seconds of like this golden energy that, you know, it's going to just flood everybody on the freeway, everybody.
Yeah.
Like instead of, oh my God, I've got to, you know, what we as adults get stuck in. So, or stopping, there's a really powerful exercise called cancel and replace. Mm-hmm. The moment you go into fear, shame, blame, worry, or anything like that, you just say, no, I now send out love or the color pink, or it doesn't matter. You're stopping it. It's like stopping the hamster wheel. You're stopping the quantum field from moving in this direction in your life. And you're saying, go do this, go do this. I'm snapping my fingers. You can hear it. But are we that powerful? I think that's where people like, well, you know, that is a question that people sit with. But if it is as easy as this, you can find it on my website if you want to look at it. It's a downloadable program of 17 files. I explain it all. And if you can activate it, it produces results that you actually see that day. So I'm an interactive intuitive because that's what I call myself that because I want to see results.
I like that.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan of things that just don't work.
No, well, no, yeah. It has to, absolutely. And I think it has to be, I think the best work can be done when it's tailored to the individual, when it's, you know, their specific situation, their specific background, their patterns, everything that's in their energy field. If that can be, and you brought it up earlier, Christine, you said so well, it's that awareness. It's that, okay, what am I thinking? As opposed to, again, we just get into this, this kind of what I call autopilot thing. And we don't even realize, I think, sometimes that these tapes are kind of running in the background. Everybody, we're getting ready to go into another break. Let me remind you that Christine and I are happy to take your phone calls. You can call in to, let me go up here, 1-800-930-2819, or go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, to send us a live question or make a comment. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View. We'll be back after a short break.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio and The Animal's Eye View. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn, and my special guest today is Christine Dumoyer. And Christine, as we were heading into the break, you were telling us about this amazing new in-depth program that you've created on 1-2 Academy. Let's talk for just a minute a little bit more about about, because you brought up something really intriguing to me, and I know that it's just started to get out there, and that's the EQ versus the IQ. I would agree with you. I don't think in our school systems, traditional school systems, that we necessarily spend enough time with kids teaching them. I think they have it naturally. I think that kids can actually be obviously incredibly authentic with, you know, their I don't like yous, with, mm-hmm. you know, just being very present and very with you. And again, it's at that moment we say to them, oh no, you shouldn't say things like that.
Right.
And then I think it's kind of at that point that we kind of start to maybe numb up that EQ part of them that is such a critical point. I mean, that's their barometer going into adulthood. That's their way of kind of navigating their life in this world and being able to grapple, I think, with these pretty, with, you know, sometimes life-changing decisions that come everybody's way in a lifetime.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the most important thing for people to take away if we're talking about the emotional quotient?
Well, it is to first respect it, to acknowledge it. How about acknowledging that it is I think if we actually at some point had the data, scientific data to, and it's coming by the way, mm-hmm. but to back the power and potency of our emotions, we would be a little rattled. So what I would say to everyone who's listening is the very first step is just to acknowledge that your emotional body is highly intelligent mm-hmm. and it functions 24/7.
Yep.
And you never get to shut it down.
Nope.
But what you can do is you can begin to find a way to partner with it and to direct the traffic. You know, it's like you are literally the CEO of a $350 million corporation, and you're getting these messages in all the time. And you either do something with it, you delegate it, or you delete it from your list of to-dos in a day. That alone is huge. And for all the moms and dads out there who are listening, when you dictate to a child, to bounce up what you were, you know, just to talk a little bit more about what you were saying, Lizanne, what you are doing, the words are one thing. The emotions behind the words are entirely another thing.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter if you're saying sweetheart love, you can't say that to Uncle Fred. Right? It's not mm-hmm. polite. What is behind that is fear, mm-hmm. judgment. Yep. It's ridiculous. And the child hears this with the words, wah, wah, wah. And what they hear, what they actually download into their system, like a monstrous, brilliant computer, is the emotional data that's behind it. And quite frankly, that is what all of us adults, the shadow work, Lizanne, that you were talking about before,
yes.
are trying to go back and say, okay, what needs to be cleaned up?
Yep.
And I am such a huge advocate of let's do our best not to have our kids clean up too much, you know?
Yes.
I'm raising children.
absolutely.
And I say all the time that I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just a couple of steps ahead of them. Barely. So with this work.
Well, and that's the thing that I like about kids, because I have a couple myself. I mean, in my lifetime, that has been probably one of the most rewarding mm-hmm. Experiences of my life, because I had to stay or try to stay, sometimes not always successful, a half a step ahead of them, because right. it forced me, if I was going to be authentic in my parenting, it forced me to really look at my own thing and not go, you know, conveniently unconscious right. when I heard and felt the emotional wash kind of go over the words that I was saying. And I'm reminded, Christine, animals are exactly the same way.
Yes.
Because they read the energy so well. And it's very similar to children that animals hear wah, 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 but they but they feel this
surge,
excellent, or this maybe sometimes crash of lightning and, you know, crash of thunder and bolt of lightning in emotion coming at them. And it doesn't connect for them because they recognize what's real in that scenario. They're going to focus in on what's the most authentic thing that's coming out of this situation. And 9 times out of 10, it's the emotion from the human. And so, yeah, it's that mindful piece. It's that being aware in our own physical selves. And when you were talking about the emotions and bodies, I was speaking on last week's show about the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And it was, you know, fabulous movie. And in it, this amazing PhD, I believe she is, she might be an MD, Candace Pert, discovered that, yes, when we have these emotions, we actually release into our system these neuropeptides that attach onto specific receptor cells. And that's what can be the cause of some responses to the body of these negative emotions. And it can be incredibly powerful to reprogram that, I think, to kind of back away from this kind of victim thing, sort of a deal.
Yes, and so and it also, Lizanne, it's not something that is outside of your jurisdiction to begin to work on. I think people really struggle with the fact that we are we that powerful? You know, I mean, yes, we are. God still sits way outside of ourselves. And so making it playful, start here, lovies. Oh, you beautiful, authentic creatures. And by the way, as you were saying, we need your voice here. What if you're, you know, the voice that's going to, you know, create a cure for cancer or create a cure for this or that or this for that or be a voice for change. Bah. So you've got to start somewhere. And why not start somewhere playful? And also with animals, this is what I am so deeply connected to. The animal kingdom, who does vibrate in the frequency of sound waves, and words don't, you know, they don't have the definition around them that we have as a species, right?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
So I recognize that, you know, my animals personally will let me know when I am not in spirit, when I am not in line, when I am not in my authentic shoes, my big boots.
Exactly.
And they'll just say, you know, honey, come back. And I do think that they are my partners, and they've shown up to partner with me.
Oh, and all the time.
Yeah. So I love what you said, because it is very true. And, you know, we don't own them. All we do is feed them and share our space with them. But
right. A lot like children. You know,
exactly.
I honestly felt from the moment that my boys were born, and even before, I was simply the vehicle. I was there to value them, to treasure them, to respect them. But the moment they left, they are sentient beings of their own right. They don't belong to me, and they're a gift that was given to me. And very, you put it so well, Christine, very much the same way of our companion animals. And again, I think where people sometimes have difficulty is looking at their companion animals and not being able to translate what that message is, and to kind of go back through their life and perhaps go, huh, okay, where have I changed something in your environment so that that puts us both off of the path temporarily of health and in harmony with nature? And how can I, as the human being in charge of this environment, get us back onto that path? Oh, animals can be tremendously facilitative of partnering and of learning those, just as we talked about, little tweaks and little messages. Absolutely, completely. Well, you said something really, really intriguing as well earlier, and you talked about music and animals. Have you had any experiences specifically of music and animals where where you could just see that the music was deeply affecting an animal or vice versa?
Yes. Okay, so I have a grand piano in my home, as mm-hmm. as I should, right?
Absolutely.
And her name is Isidore. And that,
I love it.
It was given, I walked by her one day, and yeah, so Isidore and I spent a lot of time together, and throughout the course of my life, I've had both dogs and cats. Right now, I have two beautiful felines, and
Christine, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. I believe that we are, need to go into a break. I do apologize.
Well, hey.
We're heading into break, everybody. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio, so please stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And before we get back into it with my very special guest, Christine Dumollier, I want to give a shout out to my producer, Chrissy, today, who, as usual, has done an amazing job with keeping us on time and on track. And Chrissy, I appreciate you very much. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.
So, Christine, continue, if you would, please, with Isidore. And that's fabulous. I have a Steinway upright, and I think I'm going to have to name her.
Well, she told me what her name was.
Oh, well, then I'll have to listen.
So yeah, do like to ask the names because, you know, it's interesting. These gifts come in different packages.
Yes,
but
they do.
What I try to convey to people that it really is important to pay attention to the music that you listen to, mm-hmm. because it carries a frequency to it that is real. And if we are talking about, and it really it is disciplining, right? Knowing what to do, when to do it, paying attention. This feeling is not what I want to stew in, or it is what I want to stew in. And animals, what I have noted beyond a shadow of a doubt, and this includes animals that I have, you know, they've been around me when I've been giving a concert, or I get feedback from people who play my music. I have multiple CDs, and how their animals just calm down. They feel centered. They are in a good place. So children, animals, it doesn't matter, people. If I get the thumbs up from my animal companions that they like the music that I'm creating, mm-hmm. they will the kittens will crawl into the strings of the piano.
And that's wonderful. Right? Oh my gosh.
And the dogs will lie underneath the piano, which, you know, that's got to be pretty intense for them. So I always try to bring down the volume when I'm playing. But I know that that is, they are saying to me, yes, this feels good. This is empowering. This feels balancing. Right. So I don't take, you know, and I coach my children on a regular basis, you know, why are you listening to this? How do you feel?
Oh,
why are you listening to this? How do you feel? And they have to stop. And now they're like, oh, right, Mom. And, you know, so it's not about, you know, sometimes in our lives we are up, we need music to get us moving, or mm-hmm. we're trying to exercise. But in the day-to-day flow of, you know, of any given day, you really need music that's going to be supporting you and keeping you in homeostasis, which is a great place to be. Neutral mm-hmm. is a really great place to be. So
yes, absolutely. Well, and that's really important that you, and I loved how you put it, coaching your children. That's,
yeah.
I'm going to have to remember, I have to say, I think that says it really well. What a lovely way to talk about parenting, because it's not to tell them what to do, but it's to help right. them as they go throughout their play of their life. No matter if that's serious play or play that's not so serious, that you're on the sidelines and you're kind of coaching them on. I think that's a fabulous, fabulous thing to do it. And yeah, I've used music for several years now, especially when I'm doing canine massage therapy and for cats as well. And just, oh my gosh, it's a phenomenal change. And particularly where animals are concerned, they did a study, and we might have already talked about this, up at CSU, Colorado State University, where it's the School of Veterinary Medicine up there, and that it was classical music that mm-hmm. hands down in environments where there were shelter animals, and specifically shelter dogs, calmed them much more effectively and much quicker than any other kind of music. So yes, animals, they just, what's coming to my mind is that they vibrate with the universe, and music is one of those languages, I think, of the universe, especially when it's played, I think, as beautifully as you play it.
Well, thank you. But yes, I agree. And Chopin and Mozart and Beethoven, and there are just in Debussy, and there are some classic, and I just think that they were angels here. You know, they had such a turned on connection with just, you know, the raw data that was coming through, and look at how it's really served many, many people.
Oh, absolutely.
It's in their homes, it's in their lives. And so my suggestion is pull it out and use it. Use it. Start, you know, go back and find those things. And you don't have to, this isn't heady. If something feels good to you, it feels good, you feel light, you feel neutral, peaceful, that's what you should be listening to.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and it's interesting. I'm starting to think a little bit about, and as we head in, I can't believe this hour has gone by so fast.
Gosh.
Of course, I'm a little surprised and then I'm not surprised at all.
I know.
Because
I know.
We could talk forever. Mm-hmm. But say just a few words, if you will, about, I'm feeling moved to talk about creativity in people's lives, things, whether it be creating music, whether it's doing some sort of arts and crafts thing.
Yeah.
The older that I get, the more that I think that that's such a positive thing for our brains, for our minds, for our emotional bodies, to get into that place where we are actively experiencing and creating, experiencing the creativity and letting that emotional thing come out, again, without judgment, without feeling
right.
embarrassment or what do you think that's an important thing for people to do?
Oh yeah. Yes, I absolutely do think it's important. And I think the one piece that I have found fascinating and heartbreaking actually, and that's why I'm sitting here saying, I am your biggest cheerleader. And I know you are as well. There's a group of us that are cheering people on, is that with any small thing that you have a desire for, and then there are voices in your head that says, you know, who do you think you are to do that? Or you're not, you know, the
yes.
negativity that comes flowing as soon as you have that rocket of desire, there is a tsunami that comes over and douses it just like that. And that tsunami is, you know, if we're going to tie this together, it is from your tribe of origin, from the emotional pieces that came from your parents when they said, you can't say that to Uncle Fred, you know.
Mm-hmm. You absolutely.
Know,
yes.
The backing, the emotion. And why it's so important to even begin at this place where you say, no, you know, this isn't mine. That deluge, that tsunami that's just coming at me, that to just squash this little, you know, match I just lit, I'm going to say no, cancel. I'm now going to take that and just, you know, just bring the waters down. And,
absolutely.
And I now send everyone in my tribe that is suffering from this deep pain love.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right?
That's absolutely perfect.
So
yes.
Just say
yes.
No. I
yes.
send all of you, you know, for me, it's all my babies, you know, because it's not just children. It's just the babies of the people in our families that we love that were babies at some point. No, I send
absolutely.
You love.
Yep,
gosh,
absolutely.
That, you know, recognizing that, that comes from a place of deep, deep pain. Whew. So, yes.
That's
and
a good one. Love.
Gets you it's, out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely perfect. Well, my dear, we are heading into the end of the show. I want to thank you just from the bottom of my heart for sharing such great information with us today. Remind everybody where they can find you on 12listen.com and 12academy.com. You can just search for Christine Dumoyer.
Yeah.
And visit her on her website, www.crescendo, and that's K-R-Y-S-C-H-E-N-D-O. Did I get that right? .com.
You sure did.
Everybody, thanks again so much for tuning in to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week. And remember to say to them and yourselves at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn. And this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.